Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The Quran records a divine mandate from Allah, the fake God, that's me saying that, permitting believers an unlimited number of sex slaves. Muhammad himself gave women to his three eventual successors, the caliphs Umar, Uman, and Ali. As Muhammad is considered the perfect man, none of his actions were faulty, and slavery itself, therefore, even when modified or abolished by the civil code, can never be intrinsically wrong or subject to doctrinal development as offensive to natural law, which does not exist in Islam. In other words, if you want to post slavery, if you want to boycott and oppose slavery and protest against it and all these other things in America, well, then you ought to be out in front of mosques and anywhere where there is even a hint that some Sharia law may be practiced, that's where you ought to be protesting. As a matter of fact, you may want to take it up with the Minister Louis Farrakhan, biggest promoter of this insanity, of this heresy. You know, we need to get back to calling. Let's reach out to our Muslim brothers and sisters. They're not our brothers and sisters. They're a bunch of apostates and heretics. They need to know that they're in apostasy so they might convert. Believe me, when the Orthodox Muslims start converting by the sword, your moderate Muslim will either become a martyr or will become an Orthodox Muslim. That's why when people say, "Middle Church, it's only a small percentage." Oh, you poor, naive naif. You poor imbecile. You've never read a history book, have you? Father Rutler. Over 14 centuries, roughly 200 million slaves, white and black, were sold by Muslim traders. And almost all the Africans sold to European traders for export to America were enslaved by... this on?
Radio check. The password is Muslims.
Muslims. Put that in your PC, Sharia law-loving pipe, and smoke it, Rosie O'Donnell. Muslim slavers sought markets during their European invasions and even raided West County Cork in Ireland, capturing 107 Irish and English villagers from a place called, coincidentally, Baltimore, on 20 June 1631 and consigning them to perpetual slavery in North Africa. Mr. Rutler, please, stop with the history lessons. It's much more fun to live in ignorance. Which is bliss, isn't it? So many Eastern Europeans were enslaved that the word slave itself comes from Slav. While lip service is given to abolition in Islamic lands, slavery today in the forms of bondage, forced labor, human trafficking, and servile marriage is blatant in the Sudan, Niger, Gambia, Benin, the Ivory Coast, and Senegal. A quarter of the 3.8 million Mauritanians, a Sufi Islam state, are slaves. Slavery was not abolished, at least nominally, in Saudi Arabia and Yemen until 1962 under Western pressure, principally from Britain. Actual slavery is common in Hinduism as well, and India has the most slaves among nations, some 18 million, more than the population of the Netherlands combined.